The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America. I love this Harley, Veterans Day. New people do it so well.
Well, thank you. I mean, it is a salute to veterans, past and present. The president did the obligatory and traditional laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. He spoke of the dedication that leads a young person to join the military. It is a celebration for the living more than it is a funeral or a memorial day. We have that as well, as you know, for those who give their lives in the service of America. The tradition, though, of Veterans Day is to take a moment, if you know one or if you encounter a veteran, and say, thanks.
That's right. Just say thanks.
And, yep. And they always appreciate it.
I reckon we should give them a blazer or something with V on it, you know? Just say thanks.
Right.
Mind
right.
you, I think we should say that too to the highest paying taxpayer in the country. You know, we're dependent. We want people to pay tax. We should salute and reward the taxpayers as well. They make a tremendous contribution, but our veterans, phenomenal. I tell you what, Hillary Clinton must have a few people worried because they're going after her again.
Well, and the FBI is investigating, you know, those emails and her email server and what and how it was handled and everything else. We don't know much about what the FBI is finding other than we understand that that probe has been actually intensifying. In the meantime, on Capitol Hill, the senators, Senator Charles Grassley says, look, just be responsive. Just give us what we're asked for. We want information related to Hillary Clinton's email server from the State Department, and they've been stonewalling and won't give it. So Grassley said, okay, well, we'll block 22 of the president's nominations to jobs at the State Department until you fork it over. Minority Leader Harry Reid was complaining about it on the Senate floor this morning. He said Grassley doesn't want Clinton to be the next president.
Yeah.
Somebody said, oh, yeah? Well, what is it in the emails that would preclude that from happening?
Mm, very interesting.
If in fact there's nothing there, hand them over and be done with it.
Yeah, very interesting. The life-saving smartphone app.
Now, this is spreading. It's in Kentucky right now. It could go a lot wider. It's called PulsePoint. Alerts people who know CPR within a quarter of a mile, it's about 400 meters, of anyone who's having a heart attack. It's used by the town's 911, the emergency system operators. People have been saved because of it. But the police officer is not always handy right there. So when they find one, they just pinpoint the location. Those who are involved in it, who know CPR, get an alert. They can run to the location of that person who's in trouble.
Good idea.
And save their life.
Good idea. Good idea, Harley. Thank you for that. News next, 8:30 here, 7:30 in Brisbane.